Coming up to 15 minutes to 8 o'clock, you're listening to In Town and Out on CBC Radio 1, 91.5 FM in Ottawa.
This dead light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This dead light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine.
Oh, you can just feel a joy in his voice, right? We're listening to Ottawa's own Ernie Cox, who sat down at the piano with our own Ashley Wright the other day. The former Ottawa minister is releasing a new full-length CD of gospel music this coming week. Ashley is in with his story on this week's feature of Listen Up. Good morning, Ashley.
Good morning, Michael.
It just sounds like such a great way to spend a workaday morning, you know, listening to some gospel music.
I know, not bad for a Tuesday morning. There I was, sitting beside Ernie Cox, who, by the way, had a cold, and you can hear it a bit in his voice. He was playing the beautiful grand piano in the 4th Avenue Baptist Church. Let's hear a little bit more of it.
On Friday, told me just to watch and pray. Saturday, told me what to say. On Sunday, gave me power divine just to let my little light shine.
I just love it.
Yeah.
So Ernie was the minister at that church for 17 years. He quit 2 years ago to pursue this other passion of his, gospel music. And here's why he loves it so much.
I played with Montreal Jubilation Gospel Choir for a few years. And, you know, I would look out at the crowds when we were playing and singing. And it didn't matter who you were, whether you were a church person, non-church person, atheist, agnostic, or what. There is a sense of joy that permeates that music and gets into your bones and gets into your spirit. And it's something that just cuts across all religious lines. It's has a certain transcendence to it, message of hope. And it's authentic music. And I think that's why people are really drawn to it. When they hear a gospel choir and hear black gospel music, they know what it is.
You know, Ashley, he really seems to have hit the nail on the head with this type of music. Joy, transcendence, something authentic, something that gets into your bones as well, you know. So What can you tell us about Ernie Cox?
Well, first of all, he's white. He's in his 60s. He seems a bit soft-spoken, at least in the interview context. So not necessarily what you might imagine for a gospel singer who's putting out his first major CD. And we'll come back to that in a minute. He grew up in Ottawa. He's the son of an at-home mom. His dad was a doctor, 5 kids in the family. They went to church 3 times on Sunday, some weeks, and all that church going had a big influence on Ernie and his piano lessons.
So, you know, you'd play little choruses like the B-I-B-L-E. Yes, that's the book for me. The B-I-B-L-E. Or Heavenly Sunshine, these little Sunday school choruses, you know. Heavenly Sunshine, those kind of things. And hymns, what? Hymns were like part of the whole tradition. So that's actually where I learned to play gospel music, was really by learning first how to play hymns.
So, Michael, that was Ernie's musical start. And when he was older, he played the blues with some Ottawa bands, including Sneezy Waters. He was married young. They had 2 children. He did a music degree. He also did divinity studies. And he finally ended up as minister at 4th Avenue Baptist Church for 17 years. And as I said, until 2 years ago.
So what prompted his decision to leave?
Well, in the Baptist Church, he did have an outlet for his music, of course, including that beautiful grand piano that he was playing on, but it competed with his other ministerial commitments. So he took early retirement to focus purely on music. And the result is this new CD, which is a combination of blues and gospel. It's got the full band, the full gospel choir, a horn section. It's got the works in it. Ernie performs what he calls black gospel music. And when I asked him what that is exactly, he gave me a wonderful, it's a bit abbreviated, but a great education in the different kinds of gospel music.
Yeah, well, there's all kinds of gospel music. So there's contemporary gospel, which is sort of upbeat stuff that you hear today, maybe on a Christian music radio station. It's very much like today's pop music, but with the gospel words to it. It's not the kind of stuff I do. Then there's Southern gospel as different from black gospel. Southern gospel is really, you could call it white gospel. It's the quartet music of the South, sort of the Bill Gaither stuff that's being done today. But it was mostly in the white tradition. And black gospel is the music of the black church that helped to infuse rhythm and blues music, and it comes out of the church, and it's a different kind of gospel in that it's kind of authentic roots music. It has more rhythm to it, more syncopation. Traditional gospel, white gospel, usually the emphasis, the beat is on 1 and 3, and in black gospel, the beat is on 2 and 4.
Can you give me just a little sample?
Yeah, so let's say, like the black churches, you could go in 1,000 black churches in across the states any Sunday morning and walk in, and all you need is someone sitting at a B3 Hammond organ and someone sitting at a grand piano and a choir, maybe drums and guitar, and they'll take the hymns of the church and do it in their style. So the kind of hymn that I grew up on, let's say this one. Pass me not, O gentle Savior, hear my humble cry. Now that's kind of a white version of an old hymn, whereas the blacks would do it. Pass me not, O gentle Savior, hear my pretty easy to tell the difference.
I know which one I like better.
Right, yeah, me too. So it's got kind of, you know, the blues emphasis, the R&B kind of emphasis, and there's just nobody does this music better than blacks taking the old hymns of the church and doing it in their own style. It's 100% authentic, and it's the kind of music that I kind of lean towards.
Well, I feel like a bit of a gospel expert now, eh, Ashley? Mm-hmm. So how does Ernie feel about being a white guy who's playing black gospel music?
He loves it.
He does, clearly.
It is a true passion. But that doesn't mean... It's a good question, though, because he does give a lot of consideration to the history of gospel music, as you can see. And he's very aware of some of the more social and political issues attached to it. Here's an example.
I never sang the struggle music. I kept away from the struggle music because that struggle was not my struggle. And while I empathize with it, I never felt that it was right for me to sing it, which is why I don't sing spirituals much, because spirituals speak of the struggle. And if you're white, you haven't had that same struggle. Every black person I know has experienced racism. I never have. So, but I can do a certain kind of black music, and it seems to go over well in the black community. My black friends call me white chocolate, which is an endearing kind of nickname they give me, so I appreciate that. And I think we were the only so-called white church in Ottawa that had celebrated a Martin Luther King Sunday, which I introduced, and also we had a Black History Sunday, which I introduced, and that went on for a number of years and still is going on here in this same church.
You know, it's interesting, Ashley, how Ernie has been able to find a place for himself in this tradition, in this genre of black gospel music. And I wonder, though, how it links to the advice that he might have to share with us today.
Well, certainly following your passion is a message that Ernie would pass on to anybody else. He he spoke with his feet. He walked away from a career that he loved. In fact, he misses it, so I wouldn't say that the ministry is over for him. That's a big part of it. But Ernie Cox has another great achievement that I thought would be a little more fitting to talk about the day before Valentine's Day. I mentioned that he was married young. He met his wife, Linda, at a choir rehearsal 40 years ago. They've been married 37 years. So for the advice portion of today's interview, I thought I'd ask him, what is the secret to a long marriage?
Compromise? Well, it took me a long time to learn that, you know. I mean, people make kind of sarcastic jokes about saying yes, dear, but there's some truth to that. I mean, if you're going to hold your own ground all the time, it's not going to work. So, and listening, I think, is the other key, trying to hear the other person. Sometimes you think you're hearing them, but you're not really. Hopefully I've learned that.
You know, it's interesting that he's talking about listening to the other person, and it seems like he's a guy who has opened up his ears not only to other people in his own relationship with his wife, but also his congregation and to this genre of music. He really seems to have filtered a lot of this stuff, and from what I've heard so far this morning, he's put out some great music.
Yes, certainly he has. We didn't even get into his preaching style as a minister, but he is clearly somebody who believes in compassion and understanding, and I'm sure that comes through in his music.
It certainly does. Ashley, thank you so much for bringing us his story.
My pleasure.
That is the CBC's Ashley Wright with her weekly feature, Listen Up. Ernie Cox's new gospel CD will be on the shelves as of next week. You can find it at all CD warehouse locations in town, as well as Compact Music down in the Glebe. And his debut concert is next weekend. In fact, he's performing two shows, both of which are sold out, except for the two tickets I have to give away this morning. Now, one lucky listener will score the pair to next Friday's concert if they can answer this question. So for 17 years, Ernie Cox was the minister at which church? If you know the name, give us a call on our contest line at 613-288-6487. Once again, 288-6487. And while you're dialing, let's take a listen to Ernie's song, his cover of Ray Charles' Hallelujah, I Love Her So.
Telephone, I say, baby, I'm on.
from his soon-to-be-released album called One More Time. That was Ottawa's own Ernie Cox singing Hallelujah, I Love Her So. And congratulations to Angelo DeMarsico. You just scored 2 free tickets to next Friday night's show at the NAC 4th Stage after calling in with the correct answer to our contest question. Ernie Cox spent 17 years as the minister at the 4th Avenue Baptist Church. So once again, Angelo, congratulations. Hope you enjoy the show.